particularly close to home.
Staying with the NHS and
to the little rooms for single rooms for treatment, you wouldn't be going on to a gynecology
now.
Yes, across the country.
All right. Well, if we're talking about events across the country, yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, was it a victory for common sense in your view, Minister?
Yes, I think it was. I think clarity was long overdue, and the Supreme Court provided that clarity on the Equality Act yesterday, which is welcome.
And as a health minister, what does it mean for the NHS, the running of hospitals, the placing of patients on certain wards, on possibly single-sex wards? Where would a trans woman now go?
Well, for trans women and for trans men, the NHS was already looking at the guidance that was in place to make sure that they also receive treatment that they need, that they have privacy and dignity respected within the guidelines, which were that the NHS, if people do go to hospital, if they are on a ward, should be in a single sex space. So that was already being looked at. Clearly,
have you got enough space? So let's just say, that I'm I'm born a man, but I've transitioned into a woman and I need treatment. Where am I going? Am I going to a men's ward? I was born a man, or am I going to a woman's ward?
Well, it would depend on what you're being treated for, because clearly you wouldn't be going on to a gynaecology ward, for example, because you wouldn't be.
I've got to have my kidney taken out.
So generally it varies again, and forgive me, but it does vary from place to place depending on the quality of that estate. So many of our hospitals have single-sex rooms single rooms for treatment anyway.
Right.
In places, most places don't have these sort of large, old-fashioned wards that, you know, perhaps you and I remember from being younger.
You are younger than I, by the way.
Well, that's very kind. Some places have sort of four bay wards. Most people don't actually go into hospital, if we can remember that. Most people's contact with the NHS is through primary care, through their general practitioner. But clearly, the judgment is important, and the NHS, like every other public body, will need to make sure that it is compliant with the law and is very clear. But we're also very clear that we want to make sure that everybody has the right care in the right place that respects their privacy and dignity.
All right. Yesterday, we discussed the issue of bio.